This morning, we're going to find out a little about traveling and some spontaneity with traveling. We have with us from Skyscanner, a leading travel marketplace, their global travel expert, to talk about a new sort of survey that they did and maybe how people are thinking about traveling these days. And joining us to talk about that is Laura Lindsay. Good morning, Laura. How are you today?
Morning. Lovely to speak to you.
We appreciate your time this morning. Talk a little bit about this sort of study that you looked at, sort of related to people and their spontaneity and how they enjoy that as part of their travel.
Yeah, of course. So at Skyscanner, we provide flight booking options to people all over the world. And so as travel has been through a turbulent couple of years, we've been monitoring really closely how people are returning to travel and some trends that we think listeners should be aware of. So this was a really interesting one. We've seen during the pandemic many people looking to get back to visiting family and friends. But in the last few months, we've seen that last-minute travel was starting to come back in terms of booking. And so we looked into it a bit further, and it was really, really interesting. It was essentially became very evident that people had been starved of the ability to do things spontaneously during the pandemic. It might seem somewhat a while ago now for many, but actually during those lockdowns, everything was so planned and so carefully controlled that we kind of lost our ability to think on a whim, to do things in an impromptu way. And looking into it, it turns out that we really, really miss that, and it's really good for you. And so we're definitely seeing that last-minute travel is back on the agenda for people today.
I always thought last-minute travel was just people who didn't plan very well, but apparently that's sort of a thing. Talk a little bit about how you go about doing something like that, and are you sure you're getting the best deal, and are you going to be able to get where you need to go, or are you going to be left out? How does that work?
Yeah, of course. So it's actually something which is really good for you. It might seem a bit counterintuitive to your point. For some people, it is just being disorganized. But for others, actually thinking about that kind of limitless possibilities and the freedom to be able to go anywhere is really psychologically good for you. It takes away some of the planning stress that some people experience during booking a trip. And what it also does is it gives you a kind of lower bar of expectation as to where you're going. And so it becomes really thrilling. And especially if you're doing it with somebody else, it can be really good for your kind of relationship and your travel time together. And so, yeah, absolutely something that people should consider. And it's really not as hard as you would think. We actually asked over 5,000 people globally. And of those survey respondents in America, over half of people had previously booked a trip to somewhere that they knew nothing about. So it's definitely not something which is out of reach, and it's definitely something that people should consider.
Well, sometimes you kind of see what's available, right? You think, I have this weekend or this week coming up. Then you sort of, instead of figuring out where you want to go and when you want to do it, you sort of think, I have this time, what's available and what's out there. So you have to be a little more open, right, to what your destination might be.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's why it's so psychologically beneficial, because having that kind of open-minded spirit when you're going into looking for a trip can open you up to some really interesting experiences. I'm sure you've done it yourself, Bruce, where you've thought, right, I've got, you know, a certain weekend available with nothing to do. What can I do with it? And sometimes if you do something on a whim, A, it's listening to yourself and what your needs are, whether you need a rest, whether you need some rejuvenation, or it might be that you decide to discover something different. And that spirit of discovery does quite often open people up to new experiences. And I personally, when I've had dates but without a destination in mind, I found myself in places that I hadn't initially considered going to, and then had a phenomenal time because I didn't have a sense of expectation from the place, and it just felt so adventurous.
You also maybe don't have that anxiety of thinking, here's my rigid schedule where I needed to be at this time for this to happen, and so you just sort of let to see what's happening at the destination once you get there. What other things did you find out from that study that you could share with us today?
Of course. So it's really interesting in that people have considered doing it before, and those who have done it before state that they find it much more exciting. So over half of Americans who responded to us had said that they had previously booked a spontaneous trip. And of those people, more than half of them said that they found it much more exciting. And in fact, there's a really adventurous part of the American population, because around a quarter of people had actually previously gone to an airport without any destination booked. They turned up with their passport and worked out where to go when they got there. So whilst we're still getting back to travel and people are still kind of refinding their travel feet, there's certainly a group of people out there who are reconsidering travel in a big way. And it's actually not that hard to do. You can hop online. There's not a huge restriction in how far in advance you can book a flight. You can book a flight for tomorrow if you so desired. So it's definitely worth hopping online and seeing where there are flights available and within your price range. And it doesn't mean that traveling last minute needs to be expensive. We had a quick look, and for flights from Cleveland for last minute deals in December, you can go away for as little as $47 return to somewhere like Atlanta or Tampa. So for people who might be thinking a little bit of warm weather and a quick break, it's still possible and not too pricey.
Wow, that's amazing. It's sort of a way you can sort of, one day you wake up and then the next day you're in a different city and you think, wow, I didn't even plan this, but somehow you decided to do it and it kind of creates a different energy for you for being a spontaneous traveler. If people want to find out more about what we talked about or maybe just get on that plane, where's a good place to get some good details or maybe start their trip?
Yeah, of course. If you hop onto skyscanner.com, you'll not only be able to find inspiration for a whole host of places that you could fly to, but we also have a search everywhere option. So choose everywhere as your destination, and it will show you all of the places that you can go from your departure airport and ordered by price. So super easy to find last minute trips that are still available.
Sounds good. Well, we've got some good advice from you this morning. Laura Lindsay, Skyscanner's global travel expert. Thanks for giving us information this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.